Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So I am still using my computer. I'm trying it out. I like the way that it worked the last time, so stick with it, right? I'm going to continue my conversation with the evolution of relationships. So I've been challenged with doing more lives, and right after I do this, I'm actually going to go live, so I'll be actually engaging my audience. And the one reason why I wanted to engage my audience is because feedback is immediate information for me and for you as well. But today in particular, I was able to talk to an old neighbor, and her and I, we've both been through some tumultuous instances in our relationship, as well as we've seen one another go through those things. And she informed me today about her husband's illness. And immediately, you know, it perked my ears up as an empath. And her and I talked about his illness and my foundation. And she asked how she can help, so forth and so on. But we were having what I consider good girlfriend talk, right? And the conversation, I paused and I was like, how are you? And her feedback was just like, you know, one big sigh. And my advice to her was, I need for you to get somewhere, some time by yourself. Go somewhere, closet, your car, when you're in the parking lot of the grocery store, before and after you have gone into the grocery store, and just have a moment where you can go through the emotional process of what you're going through. A lot of us do not take that into consideration when we are having to care for that loved one. One of the very great points that she brought up is right before he took ill, and I plan to have her on here, so I won't go into the whole story, but right before he took ill, they were on the brink of a divorce. And she's like, and here I am now, I have to wipe this man's butt. She's like, but I love my husband, don't get me wrong. And I'm like head nodding like one of those, you know, solar bobblehead dolls in these people's cars. Like, OMG, I get it. I get where you're coming from. And I said, that's exactly how I feel. I will do whatever I need to make sure that my husband is okay. If something had happened to him or happens to him, we've gone through a couple of different health scares for my husband in particular, where I had to provide care for him, even though I sat in a dark place in our relationship. There were times when I needed him wholeheartedly to do the very things that I was having to do for him, and he wouldn't do it. And yet here I was doing the very thing that I needed. caring for him, helping him into the bathtub, washing him, wiping his behind. I mean, and he's a big dude. I'm a big girl, but he's a big dude. And having to carry that extra weight mentally as well as physically can burn you out, and it can actually take a toll on the relationship, and it evolves the relationship in such a way that if you are already not in a good place, it can move you further out of sorts. But if you, it can also have the opposite effect. It could actually pull you guys together because you're like, here I am, and that person recognizes that. And it was during this moment that her and I talked where she said, you know, he came to her and he thanked her. Like, everything that I've put you through and you doing this, you caring for me, you take care of the kids and, you know, X, Y, and Z, I thank you for that. That's an evolution right there. It may have taken this person to hit what we may consider rock bottom or something life-changing to happen before we see what we need to see and realize, like, oh, wow, you know, I did this. I caused this kind of hurt, anguish, mental instability, physical pain, emotional pain, whatever it is that's been inflicted, I caused that. And sometimes it could be not even a ripple that is made. That person may not even understand that although they've caused you so much harm and unstableness, grief, hardship, they're like, she's my wife or he's my husband. He's supposed to do that. It is not your responsibility to carry the weight of how that person should feel or how that person should do, what that person should do. It's not your responsibility. You're not obligated. You are supposed to keep doing the things that you feel like you should do within reason. My mom and my grandmother have always said that a wife is a helpmate. And in the good old Bible Belt South, we are quick to tell the girls what kind of wife they should be. That you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z. You're a helpmate. You're supposed to cook clean. You know, take care of kids. So forth and so on. Being a mom of two boys, I have had the opportunity to look and say, what are some things that I need to instill in my boys so that they understand what a husband looks like? So the ironic part about being in a quote unquote sucky relationship was that I took the very things that I guess you could say I did not particularly care for, and I made them my focal point when I was talking to my kids. Now, don't get me wrong. It was not a brow bashing time for me to be like, yo, daddy didn't do. It was definitely not. It was teachable moments. I wanted them to understand that if you love your wife, and definitely love your wife before you make her your wife, first and foremost, that there are certain things that you should do. There are certain things that you should not do. And when you see daddy talking mean and ugly and nasty to mom, it's not right. And I hear you guys. I already see the finger, but I explained to them, but a woman is not supposed to disrespect you. I always make sure that it was a teachable moment for both sides, because I am quick to identify my wrongs as well because of how I was brought up. So I'm like, okay, I can't just be one-sided. One, I am the protector of all things Deion and Jordan. So it just wasn't going to be like, okay, well, you just need to be like this. And me not look out for how this woman should be. And most of our conversations actually started with me telling or explaining to them what a woman who you're going to spend the rest of your life with should encompass. I won't say look like. I hate the word look. I hate that phrase because there's not a true identity and a physical identity of what a woman should look like, but there are very much different characteristics of what that person should possess for it to be something that mommy approves. I know that's very biased, but nonetheless, I've never been caught up on ethnicity. I've never been caught up on weight. I've never been caught up on the physical aspects of relation of what a person should look like. And I've shared that, especially with my oldest son. With my oldest son, he approached me when he was maybe 12 or 13. And he asked, like, Mom, so what if my girlfriend wasn't black? And I'm like, okay, she could be any color as long as she treats you good and she keeps you out of trouble and she doesn't try to throw you off of your track. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Calling Dana Cole, and I am here for just a brief intermission. So guys, I have always talked about my kids on here, and we have been hit pretty hard by the coronavirus, and it's not because we have contracted it. It's because we are die-hard baseball fans who have not been able to do anything baseball related. So in the meantime, in between time, I have been getting my feel of baseball through my son's Facebook and IG accounts. Oh yeah. He's also on Twitter. Much easier to find him though. Go to Watch Dion Walk on all your social media platforms to find him and keep up with the latest and greatest of his life as he travels up the ranks, hopefully getting the chance to play baseball really, really soon. And again, in between time, just follow him at Watch Dion Walk, and that's WATCHDEIONWALK. Thanks, guys, for all of your support. Now back to our regular program. Okay, so color doesn't matter. I'm like, no, why would it? I've never been that way. One of the first persons that I was in love with was not a black man by any means. And he had the qualities at the time that had been instilled in me. He was a very smart guy. He treated me very well. And he was very easy on the eyes, by the way. So all those things combined were great. So those are things that I instill when I'm trying to teach my sons on what to look at on as far as relationships goes. But I also let them know, like, hey, the same things that I'm telling you to look for in her are the same things that she's going to be looking for in you, boo. Don't get it twisted. You need to be a good man. You need to be a faithful man. You need to be a man of God or of some kind of religion. I don't press and push. I'm Christian, but I don't push it because I cover my sons through my own religion until they get to the point where they can actually develop their own relationship with God. And throughout this whole process, my prayer is that they're developing their relationship with whomever they will serve, so to speak. I'm being real PC. Don't understand why, but there you go. So one thing that I realized while I was talking with my neighbor that I had never touched on was the evolution of relationships. And how for sickness and in health are embedded in the very vows that you take before God and whoever you invite. I never thought about those things. And so now I'm like, okay, so there needs to be an additional conversation. And you would think that, okay, because I had the conversation already about what you need to look at. And as far as what a good spouse or a good mate would be, that will cover it all. It doesn't. It doesn't tell you that that person can have all those qualities and then eventually change. And the person who they once were may no longer be present. We also never think about, okay, my spouse is going to take ill, and then what happens? When that person can no longer be that person, how do I respond, and how does it affect me? And so in sickness and in health is something that needs to be a discussion in relationships in general. It doesn't need to be just words that we recite as we are going through the whole marital process. It needs to be a part of the discussion of, are you really willing, if I become incapacitated and I can't do for myself and I have to solely depend upon you, are you willing to be that selfless? Because that's a lot, guys. It is a lot. I applaud women and men who have spouses that really need them. Like, their health really relies on their assistance. One of the very reasons why I started the Faith Walker Foundation was because I saw that this young lady who I was out here helping did not have a helpmate who was willing to stay along for this horrible part of her ride. At the moment that she could not perform her sexual duties for him, he tucked his tail and ran. And what a way to find out that the person who you thought you were in love with ain't the one. What a time that is when you are stage 4, cervical cancer, and the doctors are saying that you're going to in-home hospice because there's nothing more that they can do for you. That is not the time to have that conversation. Times prior to that, definitely. That's when you need to have that conversation and say, hey, look, I need to know up front. Be very frank. Sometimes you got to be real blunt, pull the Band-Aid off. Take the rose-colored lenses off. Be extremely transparent. Be very blunt, like I said before. Would you be willing? And I already know this is sometimes going to be one of those conversations like, yeah, boo, I love you. Because right then and there, people are not thinking about it. But I remember having conversations with my husband prior to us being married about it. And I'm like, yeah, I have no problem taking care of you. And the reason why I was able to say that and really be truthful about it is because I had seen other people in my circle do that, be the person that was needed. I had seen my grandmother nurse my grandfather back to health after he, I think our hot water heater, it exploded on him. And he had third-degree burns. I've seen her take care of him that kind of way. I had seen how my grandparents, my father's parents, had several different illnesses and health issues, and they just took care of one another without hesitation. It was not a discussion. The only discussion came up was like, okay, well, if I have to go to work, and this is mostly from my grandfather, because my grandmother pretty much worked out of the home most of the time, most of my life. And so it was like, okay, kids, while I'm not here, I need somebody to be with your mama. But I even consider that, guys, him taking care of her, making sure that she's taken care of, is taking care of her. My dad had a torn rotator cuff. He actually has 2 torn rotator cuffs. And I watched my mom balance everything and take care of him at the same time. Years prior, maybe a decade plus, probably 2 decades now that I think about it. My mom had gallbladder surgery, and she had what I consider the zipper, a scar that was literally down the middle of her chest down to below her navel for this gallbladder procedure. And my dad, without missing a beat, you know, he got in there. He helped to take care of her, helped to nurse her back to health. I've seen where my mom and my dad came together to take care of sick kids. My brother had a flesh-eating bacteria that was growing on one of his legs. And I remember my mom being up in one of those wooden rocking chairs at Eggleston, or it may have been Choa. I can't remember which one. But I saw them balance when my mom was there with my brother. My dad took care of me and my sister. And he would go and relieve my mom, and she could come home and she could shower. And because I was the oldest, I made sure my sister was okay. The other family members pitched in. But what I'm getting to, guys, is through sickness and in health, something that you definitely got to think about, something that needs to be an open discussion when you are preparing for that next level of going from dating to marriage. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the weak-minded. It's not for someone who is not at that level of commitment. Because if they're not at that level of commitment, you may want to just pause. Because you could very well be in my old neighbor's position where her husband is potentially dying. And prior to receiving his quote-unquote death sentence, they weren't in a good place. But here she is, for better or for worse, making sure that she's being the helpmate that she vowed to be and taking care of him in all the ways that need to be taken care of. And as always, guys, I would love for you guys to chime in on this. This is a very overlooked area of relationships. So make sure you join me on my Facebook or my IG pages. Just call me J. Nicole. You can shoot me an email at justcallmeJNicole@gmail.com. We're going to continue the conversation on live. But again, this will go live on Wednesdays, guys. And I hope to hear from you real soon. Peace and blessings, everyone. Hey guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this week's episode. As I've already said, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for just being here and listening to the sound of my voice. As always, please stay connected with me. Make sure you're following me so that you can get the latest and the greatest episodes that I drop every Wednesday for you. Just you. Yes, yes, you. And make sure you're connecting with me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Twitter, as well as Facebook. On Facebook and IG, I'm on there as Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And on Twitter, yeah, they just wouldn't let me be great. So there I am, Call Me J. Nicole. And again, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And thanks again so very much, from my heart to your ears, for taking the time to listen to me. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay safe out there.